They said a child had died in the attic. Her clothes had been discovered in the wall. I wanted to go up there and to lie down near the wall and be alone. They'd seen her ghost now and then, the child, but none of these vampires could see spirits, really, at least not the way that I could see them. No matter. It wasn't the company of the child I wanted. It was to be in that place. Nothing more could be gained from lingering near Lestat. I'd come. I'd fulfilled my purpose. I couldn't help him. The sight of his sharply focused and unchanging eyes unnerved me, and I was quiet inside and full of love for those nearest me, my human children, my dark-haired little Benji, and my tender, willowy Cybele. But I was not strong enough just yet to take them away. I left the chapel. I didn't even take note of who was there. The whole convent was now the dwelling place of vampires. It was not an unruly place or a neglected place, but I didn't notice who remained in the chapel when I left. Lestat lay as he had all along, on the marble floor of the chapel in front of the huge crucifix, on his side, his hands slack, the left hand just below the right hand, its fingers touching the marble lightly, as if with a purpose, when there was no purpose at all. The fingers of his right hand curled, making a little hollow in the palm where the light fell, and that too seemed to have a meaning, but there was no meaning. This was simply the preternatural body lying there without will or animation, no more purposeful than the face, its expression almost defiantly intelligent, given that months had passed in which Lestat had not moved. The high stained-glass windows were dutifully draped for him before sunrise. At night they shone with all the wondrous candles scattered about the fine statues and relics which filled this once sanctified and holy place. Little mortal children had heard Mass under this high coved roof. A priest had sung out the Latin words from an altar.